Good morning. My name is Susan Hom, and I'm really pleased and happy to be able to present this service again for the 16th year here at Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of San Dieguito. No matter how much we may try to ignore death, it won't ignore us. It is a part of each of our lives, always and inevitably. So let us recognize it and the mystery inherent in it. Let us celebrate El Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. Everything that arises passes away, but there is something that remains. Those loved ones that have died are ever present. Their form has changed, but our connection to them always remains. With intention, we can continue to bless them and be blessed by them. Folk singer Tish Hinojosa says this about El Día de los Muertos. I think that you'd come away with a sense of like, wow, that was important, to spend a day thinking about my loved ones. You know, your loved ones, who maybe you think about oftentimes throughout the year. Maybe you think about them every day. But in this particular circumstance, you realize that this day is dedicated to them, to doing things for them, to thinking about them, to talking to them, and talking about them. And feeling rejuvenated or more committed to your life as a result of having given this time for your ancestors, for the people who open a path to you. The civilizations that settled in today's Mexican territory were not much different from the ancient Egyptians when it came to honoring the memory of their ancestors and preparing them for the afterlife. When the Spaniards came and conquered the area, the indigenous customs were so deeply rooted that after 5 centuries of colonization, those customs continued to survive and remain as current as they originally were. These indigenous people believed that the souls did not die, that they continued living in Mictlan, the final resting place. Benevolent gods created Mictlan, a place that was dark, but not necessarily somber, and spirits could rest placidly there and wait, not for judgment, but for something more peaceful. It was an ideal place to stay until the day they could return to their old earthly homes and visit their living relatives. Although relatives cannot see the souls that return, they believe that they can feel them. The prehistoric calendar marked 2 occasions for the arrival of the souls. Each occasion was celebrated with a unique start and a feast and evocation. And sorrow was considered discourteous to the visiting souls. With the arrival of the Spaniards, the 2 prehistoric celebrations, which occurred more in the August timeframe, which honored the souls of children and the souls of the adults, were merged into the Christian celebration of All Souls and All Saints Days. Mexicans do not treat death lightly. They don't. It's just that they recognize it, they mock it, and even defy it. Death is part of life, and as such, it is representative of the Mexican spirit and tradition, which says, don't take anything lying down, even death. La muerte is music and fireworks, food and flowers. In the words of anchor Victor Landa from Texas area, the only way to celebrate death is to live with courage. El Día de los Muertos is a celebration of life. To know this is to contemplate another reality where we live to be well remembered, where we act to be well evoked, and where we love to be well missed. In this sense, each moment contains forever, and each memory is constantly beginning. The Day of the Dead focuses on shared remembrances through sound, vision, touch, taste, and smell. It is a time of celebration and honesty, teaching the next generation the truths of death and the joys of remembering and honoring the dead. The Mexican flatters and woos death. He sings to her, dances with her, lifts his glass to her, laughs at her, and finally he challenges her. And in the challenging, death loses her power to intimidate him. Once he knows death intimately, death is no longer wrapped in a cloak of mystery or causes him to fear the darkness. Once the fear of death has been defeated, the clutch she has on the hearts and minds of the living is lessened once and for all. Death's morbid side is buried under music and remembrances, while skeletons laugh and dance and sing, and as the living celebrate life in its embrace of death. The Mexican artist José Guadalupe Posada created the lasting symbols of the Day of the Dead. His folk art and political satire combined perfectly to express the attitudes of working-class Mexican people. His famous black and white drawings depicted the absurdity of life and power-mad dictators. The absurdity of taking them too seriously, actually. Here's one of his most famous drawings. He is most well known for his images of La Catrina and El Zapatista. David de la Torre, the curator of San Francisco's Mexican Museum, talks about Posada's work and his influence. Death brings this neutralizing force. Everyone is equal in the end, and sometimes people have to be reminded. La Catrina isn't your typical revolutionary babe, but her appearance has everything to do with the Mexican Revolution. Posada's working life paralleled the regime of dictator Porfirio Diaz, whose accomplishments in modernizing and bringing financial stability to Mexico pale against his government's repression, corruption, extravagance, and obsession with all things European. Concentration of fantastic wealth in the hands of the privileged few brewed discontent in the hearts of the suffering, leading to the 1910 rebellion that toppled Diaz in 1911 and became the Mexican Revolution. Posada's illustrations brought the stories of the day to the illiterate majority of impoverished Mexicans, both expressing and spreading the prevailing disdain for Porfirio's regime. The image, now called La Calavera Catrina, was published as a broadside in 1910, just as the revolution was picking up steam. Posada's Calaveras, La Catrina above all, caricaturizing a high society lady as a skeleton wearing only a fancy French-style hat, became a sort of satirical obituary for the privileged class. But his Catrina cast a wider net. Her original name, La Calavera Garbancera, used a term that in his day referred to Native Mexicans who scorned their culture and tried to pass as European. La Catrina has been iterated over time, De La Torre said, and it's not just Posada and his work in 1910. There are layers of history. The image of the woman in death goes back to the ancient Aztec period. Posada took his inspiration from Mictlantecuhuatl, goddess of death, the lady of Mictlan. La Catrina's vacuously grinning skull fell inevitably into the role of literal and metaphorical poster child for the Day of the Dead, symbolizing the joy of life in the face of its inevitable end. But La Catrina is the beloved grand dame of Mexico's dance with death 365 days of the year, appearing in at least two movies, graduating from drawings to sculpture, and taking on such roles as mermaids, brides, and the all-around icon of the recent bicentennial celebrations in Mexico. The Day of the Dead brings into focus one of the greatest differences between Mexico and U.S. cultures. The 180-degree divide between the attitudes toward death. Mexicans keep death, and by extension, their loved ones, close, treating it with familiarity, even hospitality, instead of dread. La Catrina embodies that philosophy, and yet she is much more than that. A product of the irreverent spirit and rebellious fervor that ignited a revolution, lovingly kept alive and evolving over time, she remains as relevant today as she was a century ago. She is all the more endearing for reminding us of the Mexican characteristic, the ability to extract humor from protest, to poke fun at the powers that be, and at sacred cows of any description. It begins. At midnight, the church bell tolls for La Noche de Duelo, or the night of mourning. Everyone makes their way to the cemeteries, where they've washed, painted, and decorated the graves. They lay out a picnic. They sing and play music in celebration. Families and friends remain there throughout the night, praying, talking, and communing with the spirits of the dead. Sometimes paths of petals of marigolds lead out of the cemetery and to the houses to guide the spirits to their homes. A cross of marigold petals is formed on the floor so that as the spirit approaches the altar, he will step on the cross and expel his guilt. Every home has an altar like this. The days of communing and remembering begin. They are felt so deeply and strongly that the dead are reluctant to go in the end. Mummer dancers are invoked joyfully, sending them back to Mictlan, where they will wait again to the next year. Victor Landa says, in our tradition, people die three deaths. The first death is when our bodies cease to function, when our hearts no longer beat of their own accord, and when our gaze no longer has depth or weight, when the space we occupy slowly loses its meaning. The second death comes when the body is lowered into the ground, returned to Mother Earth out of sight. The third death, the most definitive death, is when there is no one left alive to remember us. The Day of the Dead tradition holds that death is a transition of life, a normal stage in the natural circle of life on Earth, not an ending. An ancient race that once dwelt in Mexico wrote, "We only come to dream. We only come to sleep. It is not true that we come to live on Earth." Today we have built an ofrenda with many of the elements that are present on traditional altars. El Día de los Muertos is a very sensual celebration. The living go to great lengths to incorporate all the sense elements into their ofrendas. The strong odor of copal incense, the brightly colored marigold petals, papel picado, that's the paper banners. Favorite foods, pan de muerto, or bread of the dead, liquor, cigarettes, candy, along with plentiful music to help guide the souls back from the dead to feel the experience of being alive and being in the presence of the living. In addition, today we've added another way to interact with the spirits this year. We've created a chalk cemetery graveyard out in the core area along the wall, where you can write the names or draw pictures and remembrances of those you loved, place some flowers or some rosemary and succulents on their grave. Please spend some time today in both or either of those areas, these intentional spaces, in the blessing of remembering and honoring your loved ones. If you have a memento, a picture or just a memory of a loved one to share, to invite them into our presence today, to feel close and connected to, and to share with the rest of us, your community, in celebration. I hope you will come forward to our side mic and share. This ritual will help us to know a bit more about you and build those important community connections. I will begin the sharing today by simply naming those, many of those members and friends of our fellowship who have gone before, some of whose names are engraved on our memorial wall just outside these doors. Abraham Alvarez, Marty Artema, Simon Artema, Dwayne Bowen, Mignon Bowen, Steve Brown, Jeanette Bullis, Ed Burdett, Bill Chapman, Andrew DeMar, Joseph Engelsman, Miles Feerick, Clara Fleming, Bella Francis, Marvin Gamza, Mel Gimble, Ruth Gimble, Doreen Gridley, Alice Guy, George Guy, Magda Heath, Linda Himmelblau, Florence Hurd, Herb Katz, Mary Kay, Paul Kelman, Helen Klitsch, Douglas Kolb, Marilous Kolb, Betty Kunigonis, Robert Lande, Ruth Lande, Dick Lehman, Amy May, Sam Messen, Sylvia Messen, Ree Miller, Roger Miller, Helen Morris, Phil Morrow, Dolly Murphy, Martha Neal Brown, Herbert Page, Judy Page, Harry Revkin, Donald Ross, Nancy Ross, Dorothea Smith, Milton Smith, Joseph Smolin, Nadine Starr, Arthur Stoddard, Barbara Stoddard, Marilyn Sundin, Michael Tanzi, Mary Terrasas, Ruth Underman, Michael Vickers, Milton Vogel, Jay Vreeland, Marion Vreeland, Christopher Ward, Elizabeth Ward, Ed Washington, Shelley Wolf, Woody Wolf, and Donna Wontorski. We welcome you into our presence. I invite you to come forward now and share remembrances. And as you come forward, please simply take a moment to place your item on the ofrenda if you have one. Step to the microphone and share just a few words about your loved one with us.